Nolte, Lin-Manuel Miranda grovels to woke Gestapo over colorism following In the Heights casting backlash. By John Nolte on June 15, 2021. Hamilton star Lin-Manuel Miranda, the talent behind this weekend's box office flop In the Heights, sniveled out an apology to the woke Gestapo over something called colorism. You know, one of the most amusing things about the woke Nazis is all the shit they come up with that makes no sense whatsoever. Anti-racism, intersectionality, non-binary, BIPOC, decolonization. And the language is constantly changing. By the time I finish this piece, colorism will probably be known as people of colorism. Watch below. So what exactly is colorism? According to Webster, it's prejudice or discrimination, especially within a racial or ethnic group, favoring people with lighter skin over those with darker skin. Which I think means something like Irish guys finding pasty white girls sexier than tan girls, which has never happened ever. Anyway, although the box office bomb In the Heights is populated almost entirely with blacks and Hispanics, some people on Twitter are still complaining over the movie's lack of darker-skinned blacks and Hispanics. Naturally, Lin-Manuel Miranda, or is it Lin-Miranda Manuel? Responded with an estrogen-filled grovel loaded with so many wokeitard terms it reads like satire. But it isn't. I've highlighted those words used to appeal to the woke Nazis. I started writing In the Heights because I didn't feel seen. And over the past 20 years all I wanted was for us, all of us, to feel seen. I'm seeing the discussion around Afro-Latinx representation in our film this weekend, and it is clear that many in our dark-skinned Afro-Latinx community don't feel sufficiently represented within it, particularly among the leading roles. I can hear the hurt and frustration over colorism, of feeling unseen in the feedback. I hear that without sufficient dark-skinned Afro-Latinx representation, the work feels extractive of the community we wanted so much to represent with pride and joy. In trying to paint a mosaic of this community, we fell short. I'm truly sorry. There's more, there's a whole lot more, but I can't go on. The more I type it out, the more I want to put on a dress and binge This Is Us. What kind of mewling little gerbil talks this way, especially in public? There's a very simple way to respond to those with so much time on their hands they've become genetically incapable of ever being satisfied with anything, and that's to tell them to go fuck themselves. Go back and read that letter. Someone like that is capable of only one thing: creating oppressive propaganda, which is exactly what In the Heights reeked of. Where's his artistic integrity, his moxie? How can you create anything worthwhile or lasting when your muse is Twitter crybullies? During the McCarthy era, I mean the first one, not this one, watching those old black and white newsreels of artists crouching and moaning and flattering the House Un-American Activities Committee is still difficult, but nothing like this. Actually, that's not true. The truth is that I cannot even begin to tell you how much I enjoy watching the worst people in the world humiliate and berate the worst people in the world. These monsters deserve each other, so every day in woke land is Christmas morning, one beautifully wrapped gift after another. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.